kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Ice Storm Tuesday edition. Be careful out there if you got to travel home or anywhere across southern Wisconsin. We appreciate you listening on Devil Radio 92.7 WTTN 1580 AM, WAUK 540 AM, and of course the Shaw 101 FM, and WADR 103.5 in Janesville. I believe they're playing us out as well. Welcome to all our fans. Eureka, California, shout out to you as well. Now, we just laid out, and I, you know, bullet pointed the new Republican agenda, and I am going to take your calls pretty quick at 844-967-2789. But Jennifer Rubin over at the Washington Post, she headlines it as thus: Rick Scott just laid out a Republican agenda. He has done his party no favors. She writes this: Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell might be ruthless, cynical, and power-hungry, but he's not dumb. There's a reason he declared late last year that the GOP would not put out an agenda for the midterms. When most voters learn what the party stands for, you know, things like curtailing education on race, rolling back environmental laws, criminalizing abortion, as Jennifer Rubin writes, they don't like it. Well, Senator Rick Scott, chair of the Republican Senatorial Committee, you know, the National, had other plans. He put out his own agenda Tuesday, and oh, it's a doozy. Let's start with what's not in there. Any proposal to bring down inflation. We hear the whining. We hear the bemoaning. Joe Biden's killing us with the inflation, the gas, the food. This Republican agenda has no action steps to actually try and address what they declare is the number one problem. And they don't talk about increasing school performance on basic subjects. Although I did see a, you know, concentrate on the three R's. Well, the three R's is anything anti-critical race theory as far as Republicans are concerned. What it does include is embarrassing. Start with this: we will secure our border, finish building the wall, and name it after President Donald Trump. Republicans had their chance to do this when they defeated, when the defeated former president was still in office, and they failed. Moreover, such a project would be so expensive that it has lost support in Texas. It's also irrelevant to real border protection, so much so that it has become a punchline. As I pointed out, even Ron Johnson doesn't believe in a real Trump wall. Scott's agenda also includes draconian cuts to government that Republicans did not even favor when they were in the majority. The proposed 25% cut in the federal workforce will not be popular with anyone who visits national parks, relies on the federal law enforcement, has an issue with Social Security, needs a tax refund, or thinks we need a strong national defense. And some items serve solely as an attack on minority groups. Consider this slam on transgender Americans. Men are men, women are men, and unborn babies are babies. We believe in science. Now, Rubin writes, this is nothing to do with any conceivable federal policy. It's pure culture wars fodder for right-wing media. Then there are the massive tax hikes. Again, quoting this 11-point plan, all Americans should pay some income tax to have skin in the game, even if a small amount. Currently, over half of Americans pay no income tax. Now, they pay FICA SUTA, but they may not have a income that's substantial enough under federal tax thresholds based on kids, etc., that they might not have any ongoing federal tax liability. Republicans want to change all that on poor people and seniors. As Rubin writes, that would affect tens of millions of Americans, including many working class Americans and seniors. Interestingly, many corporations pay no federal income taxes. But the plan is silent on that. It might be the most regressive tax plan Republicans have ever come up with. Some proposals are insincere, such as term limits on members of Congress. Don't keep running for office, Rubin writes. Others are pure racial demagoguery, such as the proposed ban on critical race theory in schools, over which the federal government has no authority. There's also this statement: Americans will not be required to go against their core values and beliefs in order to conform to culture or government. What if one's core belief is to discriminate against workers or refuse to pay taxes? Well, that's kind of Trump's core values. Some items are so deeply dishonest that they give away the game. The document accuses the left of rigging elections and deplores the term voting rights, which speaks volumes about how Republicans view their own voter suppression tactics and schemes to subvert election results. This is a classic propaganda tactic. Accuse others of your own offenses. Taken as a whole, the agenda reveals the GOP is not a political party with ideas to improve the lives of Americans. It is a frightful expression of white grievance and contempt for the intelligence of voters. And it confirms what we have all long suspected. Republicans don't lack an agenda. They're just shy about revealing how unpopular it is. Democrats should publicize, that wasn't even close, should publicize Scott's blueprint far and wide. Well, Jennifer Rubin, I'd like to think I'm doing my part right now. You can do your part. Dial 844-967-2789. At least they got an agenda. It's a horrible agenda, but don't claim Republicans don't stand for anything. Welcome back, Dick from Madison. How you doing, man?
Good. I think he must have went with 11, Kurt, because he didn't want it to be confused with the Ten Commandments.
Mm.
But I bring you these 15.
Make that 10 right. Commandments.
But to Trump on the situation with what's going on in the Ukraine, everything he said borders on treason, if it's not treason. Hello, Helsinki. But the best of the day from that whole group, you saw it, I'm sure, Lindsey Graham, we misjudged him like no one in the world since Hitler. No, Lindsey, that would be your golf partner and your friend, Donald J. Trump, who misjudged him. And basically said the same things that Neville Chamberlain said. Oh, I think we can do business with this guy, basically, right? And he wanted to, correct?
Well, he literally wanted to do business. He wanted a Trump Tower in Moscow. And in fact, he was willing to award Pooty Poot, his good friend, the cherry on top, the $50 million penthouse, if he just signed off. Michael Cohen confirmed that, you know, after he was convicted of lying to Congress saying, oh, no, we were done in January. No, they were trying to make that deal right through Election Day, Dick.
Yes, and then how about, isn't it convenient he waited till after the Olympics? You know why he did that. His next financial benefactor, China, he didn't want to rub them the wrong way, right?
Well, I had heard talk of that, Dick, and I appreciate your call, buddy. Thanks for listening. I cannot tell you with any clarity why Putin does what Putin does, why he chose, you know, sort of a post-Olympics. I mean, hell, do it on Super Bowl weekend. The world's really watching then. Come back. The world's watching. The world's listening. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. My good buddy, Dominic P. Salvia, joins us next. You're going to want to stick around. The happier 5 o'clock happy hour, the Tuesday edition. It's next.